Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Welcome in to the Toyota Lounge. It's a loser's lounge. Ah, that feels generous. It's a BS lounge.
You call me a loser, mother?
No, I'm calling the Avs losers, though, because they lost.
Hell yeah, they earned that.
7-0 to the Winnipeg Jets. And that's the... Mm-mm. If we wanted to put as much effort out there as the Avs did, we should just end the show right now. We'd be done. That was it. Oh, you were, yeah, should have just ended it. It would have been worth it.
That's a good joke.
All right, see you tomorrow.
There's genuinely no redeeming qualities from this hockey game if you're the Colorado Avalanche. It did end. Just like all of us must end one day.
Dark.
The show is about to be wild.
Dark.
Well, which would you rather, losing 7-0 like this or having your team taken away from you?
Yeah, it could be worse. Definitely could be worse.
Big picture perspective there.
Very true.
Always look at the worst thing in life and think, at least that's not my life.
Could be worse. Yep. Look, you're 8 minutes into this hockey game and you're down 2-0 and you have 0 shots on goal.
Hell yeah.
Why do you exist?
Why?
Why did you even show up if that's what you had in the tank? What went wrong in the preparation for this game? Biggest game of the season.
Well.
And you couldn't be ready for it?
Yeah, this is where I'll say... First of all, the 20 guys dressed. Not a single one played good. So all 20 guys dressed were below acceptable. And coaches don't get a pass on this. They'll be the first ones to tell you when you're that piss poor of an effort, especially in a big stage game, like for playoff implications and home ice and all that kind of stuff. For your team to come out like this, you weren't ready, you know. And I read some people here saying, "Oh, Joe Sacco used to say, the team didn't start on time." No shit, it's true. But
great callback.
But we had a young team back then, you know what I mean. And then you see that a lot with young guys, you know, where you're not ready, you don't start on time. This is a veteran group. They did not start on time. Actually, they never started. Actually, they started. The last shift of the game was their best shift of the game.
It was
awesome. But it was a minute left and it was 7-0. So I think that falls on the coaches to get your team ready. They weren't ready. That falls on the leadership group. They get praise all the time for Bednar about, our room knows. Well, today they didn't know. You know what I mean? So that falls on them too. It falls on a lot of people. Was not acceptable. From the goaltending on to the D's to the forwards, it was just...
embarrassing.
Bantam double-A hockey game. You know, it was not up to snuff, not up to NHL standard. And is it worrisome? Yeah, well, you should be worried a little bit. I mean, absolutely. If a thing like this doesn't worry you, then what does, you know?
Let's, for my own sanity, try to keep it semi-chronological here. The first two goals of the game is the exact same play in both situations. 5-on-5, penalty kill. Whatever, doesn't matter. The same exact play that Minnesota scored on you the game before.
Jesus.
Where is the Avalanche defense at the top of their own crease? I mean, teams are just ripping seam passes through the thing like it's not even hard. And the pucks are just in the back of your net every single time, it feels like, if you're Colorado. Let me ask it to you guys this way. How much of the onus of that is on the defense? And how much of the onus of that is on your goaltender? Because that is an area of the ice where either guys could make that play. Puck can't get through. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know what the Avs have discussed on how they want to defend that, but the way they're defending it currently is simply not working.
Yeah, I don't... Look, Georgiev was dog shit today, but how do you look at those first two goals and point the
finger? I don't blame him at all for the first two.
Those are two goals not even a foot away from him on cross-crease passes that there's no resistance. Give me a break there.
Yep.
So, for me, this all starts with defense. And even before the defense, it's just the will to win, the urgency, the commitment to playing the right way. It never showed up in this game.
Yep.
There was no commitment. There was no details. They look like the Chicago Blackhawks in this game. I mean, there was no heart, spirit, nothing. This was a big game. It's not just about a first-round series, but for home ice and that, but any subsequent series, you would like to be as high a seed as you possibly can so that you're not starting every series on the road. Now they are in trouble. Now they're very likely starting on the road against a team that they haven't beaten all season.
Yep.
And a team that has embarrassed them multiple times. And you can throw, for me, you could throw games in like November, December, whatever. Throw them in the bin. They're not relevant. But game 80? Game 80.
Yep.
When you're tied and they have the tiebreaker and you need to win this in order to get home ice where you have been great. You've been the best home ice team in the NHL. And you've not been good on the road all season.
Yep.
And that's what you do? It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
And you had a few days off to be ready. And
right. There's no 3-4 like that Dallas bullshit. I don't want to hear it.
You had 3 days off.
You're healthy? I'm sorry, you're healthy enough? Okay, you lose Sam Girard in the game. That sucks. We'll talk about that, but...
game was already 2-0 at that point, by the way.
Dude, it's a joke. You know, big picture, it's still a really good team. This is their worst game of the season.
Yeah,
but it's game 80 and you have your worst game of the year. You're supposed to be tightening the screws.
Eric
was not having all the screws fall out all at once. There was not one aspect of their team that was competitive today.
It looked like me putting like a dresser together from IKEA. Yeah, it wouldn't
have worked.
Screws were not working.
I built an IKEA bed last week successfully.
Not me.
Humble brag. I did it.
You brought more heart than the Avs brought tonight.
I'm saying. There's just no way. There's no gentle way to walk around this. That was embarrassing. It's unacceptable.
I agree.
And I don't understand how a team that fancies itself as a Stanley Cup contender could put that effort onto the ice in game 80. In what is your biggest game to date against your first round opponent next week? You've had two home games in the last week against the top two teams in the Central Division, and both of them embarrassed you.
Well,
you gave up 14 goals in those two games. It's unacceptable. It is unacceptable. It sucks that my first pod back in 2 weeks has to be this.
You know.
But it is unacceptable.
I mean, I'll jump in there. Like, remember before the game, we talked about be the more passionate team. I'm looking at highlights right now. Like, it's just it's like a horror movie right in front of me. Guys were there, but not there. Guys like are standing up, standing still. Like, I'm sorry, like a hockey game, your knees are bent, you're in, you know, like, and it's just guys, the give a shit meter was low. And I agree with you, it's tough. It's tough to see that at game 80. Not emotionally involved. There was no pushback. None. And when it's 2-3-0, you got to do something. You got to figure out a way how to do it. Not the way Ross did it. He got caught with a stupid play, got a penalty. Then it was even worse because they scored. I'm not telling you to be on this. There's a way to do it. And guys have been in the league. Guys have been in the league long enough to know how to create shit. It's not hard. It's not hard. I'm not talking about fighting. I'm not talking about... have a pulse. So you showed the other team you have no pulse. I got a couple comments that I'll keep for later because a couple of instances from back then, you know, like on history, does it, you know, how does it work? Does it repeat itself coming playoff time? So I got a couple examples. We'll get back to them later.
I mean, it's just a game that went from bad to worse, right?
Yeah. You,
obviously, you didn't start the game on time. No. Obviously, you didn't have the effort at the beginning. And then you just proceed to completely self-destruct from that point. It's not like, oh, all right, we started bad. Let's get it together. You take bad penalties. Your goalie falls apart. And all of a sudden, you're down 4-0 at the end of the first
period. Jesus Christ.
It went from really bad to disaster like that. Because you just made all of the wrong decisions at every possible turn in this hockey game. You made your life harder.
Unfortunately, like, I'm about to sneeze again. What is it? Pickle?
Pickle.
Pickle. This thing is killing me. Unfortunately, you're going to have times where your game's not up to snuff. You'll have sequences in a game and you're where you're not picking up sticks. You're not sharp. You're not this. You're not that. And usually your goaltending picks you up, right? And this is right now, there's nothing in sync. You know, when they talk about five-man units out there, well, the Ds are doing something, forwards are doing. Right now, your goaltending, your defense as a whole is not in sync. And then when there's holes, then the puck's in the net, you know? And that's a tough combo. You can't just blame the goaltending for that. But it certainly helps when your goaltending makes saves. Just ask the Winnipeg Jets
either
for
one
a scan
of them. Either one, both of them
both
posted
of them.
700
that's
save percentages.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Connor Hellebuck was on a tear for 30, 40 games where they didn't give up anything. I mean, it's not like the Winnipeg Jets were flawless in their own end. You know what I mean? So there has to be a little bit of help from the last line of defense, and they haven't been getting it those last few. That's how you give up seven, you know, whatever it is. So. But it's certainly a wake-up call. I mean, if I'm them, I'm starting to worry a little bit.
You give up 7 against Dallas. You give up 7 against Winnipeg. You have 6 against Edmonton.
Yep.
Good teams are running you.
Yep.
Great. You've managed to beat up on the Minnesota Wild. It's not nothing. But you're not playing the Minnesota Wild in the postseason. You're playing good
those
hockey
teams.
And you're getting run by those teams.
Yep.
You don't even look like you belong on the freaking ice with them. It's ridiculous, man.
The worst part is you got to get on a plane. But there's two parts to this. The best part is you got a game tomorrow. So you get to redeem yourself right away.
Best
you know
part
I mean?
Is it's over.
It's over. And you get to play again tomorrow. I like to have a better taste in your mouth of what's coming up, you know. So, but the worst part is coaches have to go in and nitpick the game and deal with all that on their way to Vegas right now on the plane and deal with it after. And I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, when you have to rewatch that, it's not fun. And then you get ready for that, you know, Vegas and all that kind of bull crap. But, yeah, not a fun plane ride to Vegas.
If I'm the video coach, do I not just play the full game in the video session tomorrow?
Like during the pandemic when we watched the Avs Red Wings and it was
just cut
no
the commercials,
no puck whistles, stoppages, yep. just play it.
Make them sit there for 90 minutes and watch that thing.
Yep.
Because the whole game was the bad part. The whole thing.
And every time you see a bad play, you just scoff loudly. Make sarcastic comments from the side. I mean, what does your video session look like after that?
Is there even a point to doing a video? It's not. Every single player knows that was horseshit. Like, you don't need a rocket scientist to tell you they weren't good enough in that hockey game.
Like, do you just have Bednar walk in while that video is playing and just say, what the F was that? And then turn around and walk out?
Yeah, I mean, for me, you don't waste time. But the video guy has to have all the data and then put everything in. They have to get everything in, right? But you're right. As a coach, I don't waste much time on this. It's like, really? Like, really? Is that what it is? You take your best five clips, you make like the Oscars, right? Your best five little clips, and then you show it, and then you're like, wow. And then you're like, unacceptable. Like, this guy's that didn't break a sweat. I am telling you right now, the equipment guys are now, they're like, the hell is this? Like,
a lot of cardio kings today.
There was nothing happening. It was sad. You know, it's like you said, unacceptable, not good, and worrisome. Quite frankly, worrisome.
Look, here's my advice. Jump in your Toyota and drive as far away from this game as you possibly can.
Drive to the nearest bar.
Drink until you can't remember this game.
Drive to the Breck Brew farmhouse. Drink some beer. Eat some gourmet eats.
Don't drive.
Leave your Toyota in the parking lot. Come back in the morning.
Get a Lyft and a Toyota home.
There you go. Even if the Avs don't put the effort in, Toyota trucks and vehicles will for you when you get one at your local Toyota dealerships. Tons of different choices of cars. AJ was big talking up the Corolla all day today.
I mean, I drove one for 16 years.
There you go. That's why he's talking it up.
Yeah, but my car had its own driver's license by the time I sold that thing. It was awesome.
It lasts. Toyota has 17 models with all-wheel or four-wheel drive available, like the 4Runner. You're going to need one if you're going to places like where this hockey game went. So consider getting yourself a four-wheel drive Toyota. They also have the most hybrid or fully electric vehicles in class, including even trucks like the Tundra iForce Max Hybrid. Go get yourself a Toyota at your Front Range Toyota stores, including AutoNation Toyota in Arapahoe and Centennial, Corwin Toyota in Boulder, Groove Toyota in Littleton, Mountain States Toyota in Denver, Stevenson Toyota East in Aurora, and Stevenson Toyota West in Lakewood. Jump in with the official vehicle of DNVR and the official vehicle of the Colorado Avalanche. Get your Toyota today. You're part of the Toyota chat. Maybe a Toyota will help you calm down, chat, because you're crazy today. Toyota chat absolutely on another level. Get in on the action, though. You know, you can do it straight from your Toyota car. Circa Sportsbook and Resort. Jump on with them. All I'm saying, Vegas has the Avs favored in the Winnipeg Jets series. Take that for whatever you want. You can think that that means the Avs are actually favored, or you can think that bet on the Jets, and it's good money. You win good money.
The emotional hedge.
Yeah. Either way, whatever you're vibing with on that, take the vibe you're feeling. You can do it with Circa. Of course, if you really think the season is over, go book your tickets for the draft. Go stay with Circa and go to the Sphere for the NHL draft.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, we will be. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
The last big draft shebang-a-bang.
True. Before we start doing the all-city draft in Denver every year.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to make all the other beats come out here.
Remind them who started this.
Exactly.
Go to CircaSports.com. Use code DNVR to get 20% off your stay with Circa. And, of course, if you are gambling with the Circa Sports book, you must be 21 or older, physically located in Colorado. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast.
Yeah, you're not kidding. Andrew Cogliano's not sweating at all. Look at him.
Buddy, nobody broke a sweat.
He looks like he just got out of bed.
Nobody broke a sweat.
Let me ask you this. At what point did this game become irredeemable?
When the puck dropped. Yeah.
Okay. Right off the hop?
I mean, honestly, it really wasn't that bad to start.
It wasn't good, but
they had a couple of really good scoring chances early on.
Yeah.
They don't hit the net. They don't cash in.
And then you just...
That's how it goes sometimes.
You can't...
And then back
to
back
game go nuclear on you because you didn't score on one or two opportunities.
Exactly. So it was pretty much when Sam Girard misses the net at 0-0.
Yeah.
It goes all downhill from there.
Yep.
Downhill from there.
And the game falls apart at every stage, right? Like it was 2-0. You take a terrible penalty, it becomes 3-0. It's a really bad period. You're not in a good spot, but you say, you know what? We've seen the Avs come back from 3 goals sometimes this year. Maybe it's not impossible.
Oh, I felt it. I was, of course, like, you have to change, and you know your game has to turn a little bit. You have to find your game. They never found their game, you know. So,
And you blink, and it's 4-0.
And that was like, wow, it's not turning. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't turning. I mean, it turned. Like I said, the last shift of the game. They were awesome last shift of the game. I'm not being sarcastic. I'm saying it was
I know.
First shift that they had something. And it's like, what? You know, so. But here's what I'll say I wanted to say earlier. I'll say it now. There's two ways to look at it. Kind of lived it twice. 1996, I wasn't there, but the Avs, if you remember, go look it up. I'm going to say inside 10 games to go in the season, they got absolutely waxed by Detroit, 8-0. 8-1, 8-0. Like, sad. And you're like, wow, this is our team for the playoffs. This is what we have. And then we all know the history. I mean, obviously, they end up beating Detroit in the semifinals in 6 games and then winning it all. So, I mean, I'm not worried about the game itself, the score itself, you know. But then I'm going to give you another instance that I lived in 1998. Now I'm on the team, and we were very inconsistent down the stretch. We were you're going to say, well, the Avs just won 10 in a row. I know. Okay, well, make it since, like, the All-Star game. They've been very inconsistent. Inconsistent in net, inconsistent with their play. I mean, there's some players have been inconsistent. And then, you know, we always say, like, everything goes out the window in playoffs. A 7-0 game, an 8-0 game. Everything goes out the window. It's a new season. It's fresh. But habits do tend to come back a little bit. So if I go back to 98, it crept up on us. And we were up 3-1 in the series to Edmonton. We ended up losing in 7 for exact reasons that I'm talking about. The inconsistency got back in that series. And so I'm not trying to say this to scare, like, fans and us. And I'm saying there's two ways it can happen. You know, 96, it didn't matter. 98, it didn't matter. And again, I'm using those years because I lived them. But I'll tell you one thing. It is alarming, but the good thing is everything's out the window once it starts next week, and it doesn't matter who won and who beat who during the season and all that kind of shit. It's whoever can elevate their game at the right time and perform when it counts.
This is kind of the thing for me, and this is my personal opinion. Yep. You know, I you can feel however you want to feel, but to me, you lose this game the way you do, I don't give a shit about the next two regular season games anymore. Yeah. You lost your home ice. You're basically done. Unless Winnipeg throws. So, whatever. The game against Vegas, the game against Edmonton, it does not matter. You have to go out and show up in game one of the playoffs now. And you're going to have... You should have something to prove. You should have a chip on your shoulder in that game to say, hey...
I agree.
We are not the team that we showed we were against Winnipeg last time.
I agree, and here's the good thing. I agree with the two games. Like, who gives a shit? Like, I'm with you. So tomorrow you're going to go play, and then you'll be back. Then you have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a game Thursday, and then, you know, who knows how it's going to start. Maybe you'll start Saturday. We don't know. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I know you can't, like, you know, you start getting ready for Winnipeg. You know it's your opponent. It gives you 3 days there. One of them will be a day off. Two of them will be practice days, and... Like you said, who cares about the Edmonton Oilers Thursday? Who cares how they're going to be? They might not even bring freaking guys. They're going to start Saturday. So they might bring their B squad. You know what I mean? Like, so, but you get yourself ready for the Winnipeg Jets, and then you're ready to go for the playoffs. And like I said, it's a veteran group. It's a group that's been there. They know how to throw shit out the window. But you have to address it. You can't just move on today and take a shower and start laughing and get on the plane and say, it was a bad night. I mean, somewhere, somehow, it was a bad night for a reason. You know what I mean? So why is that on the biggest game of the year? You called it the biggest game of the year before, right? Until, like, you know. Yeah,
it was.
It was.
You watched home ice almost certainly get decided in round one tonight. Today, even. The sun's still up.
By the piss-poor effort. And yeah, you lose 3-2. The other team was awesome, and you had bad luck. This was just not good.
Between AJ and I think certainly in Avalanche circles, we probably do the most analytics of anyone.
Yeah.
And the analytics are fucking worthless in this game. Yeah. There's one team that wanted it and one team that didn't. Yeah. Like,
I agree.
This is not a complicated conversation. It's just incredibly disappointing and frustrating from the Avalanche's side of it, and in every single way. You had a... And look, in my opinion, the defense and the goaltending probably deserve the heavier load of the blame tonight. But at the same time, you scored zero goals.
No, but you see, you know what we're talking about. Yeah, no, but I'll take it further. Put the guys in sync, like as a five-man units on those goals. The forwards are absolutely awful. Watch them replays. They're all standing, looking at the ceiling, playing with their boogers. I mean, it's unreal. They're not involved in the play, involved in the game.
You give it up 2-on-1s left on right, and your forwards
turnovers.
Are cruising.
I mean, it just was not good. Like, it was, I think it's just as much the forwards' fault. I'm a forward. You know, you'd like to blame the Ds, and Ds like to blame goalies. But, well, the guy behind Bedsy doesn't look too happy there. But it was just a collective poo-poo diaper, whatever. Butt poopy diaper, whatever you
There's
call
nothing,
that.
There's nothing good to be gleaned.
You mean butt poopy fart?
Butt poopy fart. There you go. Yeah. Like you said, like a few months back. Butt poopy fart. It was awful.
Forgot
it's
all
just
about
not
that.
Good.
Eric, I think you were saying this before we went live. Forget worst game of the season. Worst game of the last 4 years, 5 years?
For sure.
All of those games have come this year.
Yeah. This one, the St. Louis game.
Vegas 7-0. I mean, Jesus, dude.
The effort, if it means the effort and the passion and the effort and the pushback. I don't see the pushback. I'm not about fighting. God, I know it's going to make the list. Like, it's not about fighting. A little pushback, a little something, a little oomph, a little juice. Like, hey, you're not going to push us around. Like, you have to have pushback in a game. You have to have pushback in a series. You have to have pushback throughout the whole playoffs. So in a game like tonight, that's what worries me. It's just that there was no pushback from when they went 1-0, 2-0, to the 3-0. I was just like, wow, like there's nothing there. There's no fight. You know what I mean? There was just like, folded like a cheap suit. I didn't like it.
Yeah. It's... A thing I think I've come back to at many frustrating times this year for the Avs is... If they were just a bad team, okay.
Yeah.
Sure. If you were just bad and Winnipeg's just better than you, fine. But they've proven through multiple points of this season that they're capable of being one of the best teams in the NHL when they want to be. They just can't seem to find it consistently.
Yeah, they've had, 55 games of 700 hockey?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Maybe 60?
Something in that range, for sure.
They can get hot. Oh, so, they can do it. They can do it. We just saw it not too long ago.
We talk about every year you're going to have 10 fantastic games.
Yep.
Where you just smoke the other team.
Yep.
You're going to have 10 truly awful games where you just look like dog shit. You accept that walking in. But it can't happen in game 80.
In the biggest
it just
game.
Can't, dude.
For home ice. I know.
It can't happen in game 80 in a game 80 that you actually care about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, at least the Winnipeg actually cared about. The Avs didn't give a shit today.
True enough.
Disappointing.
Let me ask you guys. Is there concern for you that the Avs won't show up come game one?
No.
Okay.
No.
Me either.
I do believe they're going to show up. You know what I mean? But then a game like today makes you like, it just makes you worry, right? You're like, huh? What was that? You know what I mean? So, yeah. I do believe they'll be there. I do believe they'll show up. But boy, oh boy. Like, just needs to be addressed today. Like, and quickly.
I don't know what to say on that, to be honest. Because, again, I don't know that anything needs to be addressed. There's nothing here that the players don't already know.
No, but I know what you're saying. What I'm saying is, but you got to look at each other and say, what the F was that?
Obviously, you have to be better.
That's what I'm trying to say. You have to look at each other and say, what was that?
You don't need to go up to anyone in that locker room and say, hey, you need to be better. They know. Of course they know that was bullshit.
Yeah.
They just have to go out and do it. And
they scored. Do you?
That's why sports are weird. Well, at least DU has a lead.
DU showed up.
Yep. That makes one Colorado team today.
I like it.
It's, I don't know. I run out of stuff to say when it comes to games like this for Colorado. Because there's nothing you can say. Because it just was a terrible game in every aspect, in every single way. So, be better, I guess, is what I would say. On that note, if you're losing your mind and you need to chill, it's a great time to grab a Coors Light, the beer literally made to chill. Go get yourself some, brewed right here in Golden, Colorado. You don't even have to go get yourself some. In fact, you can get it delivered right to your front door thanks to Instacart. Look, anytime you need to hit that reset button, Coors Light, way to just take a breath, sit on your couch, have a cold beer. Remember that there may be more important things in life than a bad hockey game. Something like that. You know how it goes. Either way, when it's time to chill, Coors Light is the beer to reach for. So do it with Coors Light. Get it delivered straight to your front door at CoorsLight.com/DNVR. And celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Once you've got your Coors Light in your hand, once you're chilling, make sure you call Red Hawk Roofing. Because, you know, you'll remember that you're not mad about the hockey game, that you have a life and you might need to get your roof checked out. Something like that. Red Hawk Roofing, a local roofing company here in Colorado, the best at what they do. Available 24/7 too, so even if it's an emergency situation, Red Hawk Roofing has your back. Then come out there and get it fixed. And you can get a no-cost quote from them. They'll come out to your house. They'll get up on your roof. They'll take pictures. They'll give you a whole portfolio of what's going on with your roof. Hopefully everything's good, but if there are things wrong, they'll find it. They'll let you know about it and give you a realistic eye on what's going on with the situation. So get with Red Hawk Roofing today at redhawkroofing.com and make sure your roof is all good. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Since I'm out of words to describe this game, let's hear what the Avs head coach had to say to describe this game.
That's the game you guys need to hold on to the memory of how this feels, just kind of your thoughts on the day and kind of that sentiment.
Well, I agree with them. I mean, you can't be forgetting why it ended up like that, especially when we got to play them at the most important time of the year. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we're going to have to remember it. We're going to have to learn from it, study it, and understand it, because, like, we're going to have to be a lot better than that. That's two out of our last three games were like that.
Andrew Cogliano talked about the mental mistakes in this game, and I know you had mentioned mental fatigue that was shown last week. Is that something that kind of crept up, obviously?
No. So, like, when we have a game like we had last week against Dallas, and it comes up out of the blue after playing 3-4, you're coming off the road, like, you can, there were so many uncharacteristic things that we did in that game that, you know, there's got to be a reason for it, right? There's no question that in that game we had to be better, right? But, like, some of the things we did, I told you, they were just flat out, like, not thinking, right? Because I thought we were there to compete in that game. So that's fatigue, but we just had 2 days off, really good practice, you know, one full day, some guys hit the ice, some guys did recovery work the second day, then you have a full practice and you're playing an afternoon game. That's not fatigue. You're not getting more rest than that in this league ever. So that you can't use it as an excuse. Like, I felt like we got out-competed in the first league. Some of the decisions that you make when you're competing and you're skating and you're working, you cover up mistakes. When you're not and you're not competing, you make a bad mistake or a bad read someplace, it never gets covered up. It ends up in the back of your net. And there was just way too many easy goals. But when I look at it, first period, like, we're getting beat to our net off the boards. You're getting beat off the boards in the cycle. You're getting beat to the net off the rush. Like, they're just outworking you. And then, like, some of the decisions in the second period that led to some odd man rushes against, part of it's work ethic. It's getting back above pucks immediately. Like, there's hesitation and rest in our game. more rest and hesitation, and like you can't rest against a team like Winnipeg. I mean, as good as we think we are as a team, they're ahead of us.
Goaltenders sometimes have to save the team's bait.
Yeah.
Is Gorgiev capable of that right now?
Well, he didn't make the big save tonight, so he's grouped in with the rest of our team.
Is it a consideration to perhaps get him going, playing him tomorrow?
Well, he'll play tomorrow now, yeah.
Yeah. Given how you framed it as a playoff-type game, is it what happened to be disappointing, concerning?
All the above, yeah.
Gerard left in the first. Any update on him?
Concussion protocol, yeah. I think he hit his head on the ice. I haven't seen the hit yet. I saw him go down, and then he left right after that.
Coach, you said that it's concerning. Are you getting concerned this team maybe isn't gearing up when they need to?
We'll see. We're going to find out soon enough. It's concern. Like, it's my job to be concerned. When we're giving up goals, chances that I don't like, that are repetitive mistakes, whether it's mental, structural, competitive mistakes, then I get concerned. I'm only not concerned when our team's cooking with gas and playing exactly the way I think they should play.
The word focus and talking about something that has lacked over this last stretch. Where do you think the focus has been? Are they not focused on the present moment enough and looking too far ahead into game one?
Yeah, I know I use this on you every once in a while, but that's a better question for them. Yeah.
Is this one of those ones where the team game starts to break down? And then maybe there's a little bit of finger pointing, like, this is your guy, not my guy.
I didn't feel it tonight. No, I didn't feel any of that. We haven't had that in our room for a long time. I think, like, when we're bad, they understand it and they're accountable. Just, like, it's a huge game, right? And that's the way we came out. In the first period, like, our starts, we have to be ready to go from the drop of the puck. Like, we just did it 2 days ago against Mini. Now, this is a really good team. But it doesn't change the fact that you got to be ready to start. You can't wait into hockey games.
I wanted to hang on to this one, but we talked yesterday about the turnover afternoon game to another afternoon game being maybe a little bit tough on you guys, for coaches, to go over what went wrong in this game to get ready to get into the next game.
Yeah, because you run out of time, but we got lots of time after that. We can regurgitate it if we need to.
Right. Not to get ahead of things here, but is this something that you can put in your back pocket for a series against Winnipeg if it is Winnipeg?
Oh, well, we're going to be breaking Winnipeg down for the next week, but we got some games to play first, but we're certainly going to use, like, that. They came out and played their first period exactly where they're going to play, exactly where they have played all season long. Look what happened, so you got to find solutions.
A few last ones, Evan in front, or Eric?
The decision to go back to Georgiev, is that more just because he left the game early? Is it more because you didn't see what you wanted to see in hand and what he took over? Like, where is the thought process on that?
That's my decision. I mean, like, I didn't love either one of them. So we'll go back to our starter tomorrow. He's got to get us back on track.
Okay, thanks, Jared.
Thanks, coach.
Man, what
get
is
that
this?
Second one,
well,
you're good,
you know, that's Jared Bednar kind of said what everyone is thinking, right? One of those teams wanted this game, and one of those teams didn't have the effort to win a hockey game out there. I don't think it's that complicated. I don't really care who you put the blame on, because everybody's to blame.
Right.
I don't know. How many ways can you say that the Avs were really bad? In a single game, because
They were awful today. That's all there is to it.
Yep. Come back and be better next time, I guess. That's all I really got for you on that.
I don't understand this comment though about it hasn't been fun to be a season ticket holder of late. They're the number one home team in the NHL this season. Yeah. What?
That's not a Toyota chat sponsored take right there.
That's one I don't. They've had some embarrassing losses at home.
If the
Florida game, this game, and the St. Louis game.
If you're a season ticket holder at home, I think this season has been pretty great, to be honest.
By far the best home team.
If you're
team
a person
who
bought tickets to one game, there's a guy who was at the bar before y'all got here. He came out from Connecticut. He flew in for
what?
The... Yeah. I know. Crazy, right?
What? Bring Frank I want to know where.
Hartford, I think. I don't know.
Man, I want to know where.
Anyway, he
Big
flew in for the game. If that's the one game you went to this season, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, of course.
That you should want your money back, man.
Absolutely, man.
I mean,
it's just bad. I don't know a whole lot else to say here. You guys have been super generous with the super chats, though, so we will get to those in just a second. But before we do, there will be, at a minimum...
Whoa, there's the game right there.
2-0?
Yeah.
There you go.
Who scored? Siebes?
I don't know.
Couldn't tell.
Give me the number.
DU doing good stuff. There will be at least 3 more hockey games in Ball Arena this year. And if that's not your thing, there's going to be some basketball games too. So go get your tickets with Game Time. Go watch yourself some playoffs. Or regular season. There's still a regular season game left. Sign up with Game Time in the DNVR code today. You get $20 off when you do. And get the best prices on tickets guaranteed. Game Time, tons of different ways to save money. And if you find tickets cheaper somewhere else, they'll reimburse you 110% of the ticket price into your account. So they guarantee it. Go get with Game Time. Join over 15 million people that get their tickets through Game Time, including getting last-minute deals or using the section selector. Download their app today with a link down in the description. And remember to use that DNVR code. And then if you want to stop thinking about sports in Ball Arena and think about other sports instead, Infinity Park in Glendale, the American Raptors, they're playing rugby out there right now. Colton Strickler, our DNVR rugby guy, just dropped the podcast the other day. I think he's dropping another one tomorrow. Go check those out if you want to get into the rugby scene. He's got 101 pods and, of course, has pods talking to some of the, pretty much all of the cool people around the rugby scene. So get with it. Tickets to Infinity Park, just $10 for adults and kids. Get in free. Go to AmericanRaptors.com to get your tickets today. All right. We have very, very, very generous super chats today. Starting off, $2 from Aaron, who says, "All right, boys, talk me off this ledge. I'm fragile."
Whoops.
$10.
So the reality here is that this is one game, and
yep.
During the watch along, we did go and look at it. The Avs have 13 wins by 4 goals or more this year,
and now
8 losses by 4 goals.
So they
or
have
more
wins like this than losses,
right? And they are still the best home team in the NHL this season. This is obviously not a great day, and to have the losses to both Dallas and Winnipeg like this within a week of each other is really awful.
Yep.
It's just bad.
It's terrible. It's terrible hockey.
And it's definitely something to be concerned about. But you also have Nathan MacKinnon and the other team doesn't.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's... We'll see, you know? Which guy do you trust more in the postseason?
Ask yourself this. Do you genuinely believe the Colorado Avalanche will play like this in the playoffs? I don't. I'm not telling you they're going to win the series. I'm not telling you they're going to play their A game. I don't think they will play like that in the playoffs.
Not often.
Yeah.
You might throw up a stinker every once in a while because that's just hockey.
Sure. And I can live with stinkers, but... If you put that effort out on the ice in the playoffs, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, you'll be a quick out.
Yep. That's all that is to me.
Yep.
I don't think that one's that complicated.
Yep.
$10 from WB. No leadership, no goaltending, and no fight. This does not cut it. The Avs think they got moved to Utah and left last night. Certainly in a vacuum, that game is every single bit of it unacceptable, not okay. Bad, terrible. I don't know. There's a million ways
use
to
it all.
It.
Use them all together.
I mean, we've covered it in this pod.
Yep. Fair enough. $5 from EJ, who says, joke is on me for flying in from out of state to see this game live. Anyways, cheers, boys. Was fun.
Yeah, that's the one you were talking about.
Yeah, it was
earlier.
Probably him.
You come in and, you know, you're like,
and
oh,
that
shit.
Sucked. Like, yeah. That 100%.
Sucks.
That fan
sucks.
Should be mad as hell. Absolutely. Dog.
I agree.
Bad feels.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we have a $50 super chat from Mike, extremely generous, saying, considering this my annual subscription, watching that game sucked donkey balls, but you guys always make us feel better by giving us reasons to hope and or giving us voice to our irrational frustrations. Keep up the good, great work and go ass. It was ass tonight for sure. No doubt about it. Ah. Thank you very much. Super generous. And then a $50 one from James as well. Incredibly generous. Sounds like there was a low dose of effort today. Boo. Thank you for the 50. That's ridiculous. And then we do have a late $5 super chat from Justin, who says, any chance they sandbagged, not saying they wanted to get beat down like this, but would they intentionally hold back preparing for round one? No, there's no chance they gave up home ice on purpose.
No. Definitely no.
You never sandbag anything on this game.
I'm not going to say you never sandbag. I think that had the Avs had their spot locked up, there would have been some coasting around and things going on, but that wasn't the case. This was a game almost directly for home ice in the first round.
Yeah.
They just didn't show up.
Yeah.
And it sucks. So, I that's it. I don't have anything more to say. I don't think you guys have anything more to say. We all saw it. We all knew what it was.
Yeah.
Hopefully, no other games this year look like that. We are out of here for this podcast. We are, of course, back tomorrow for the second half of this back-to-back. You can catch pregame. You can catch postgame with us. Hopefully, it's a lot more interesting to talk about than this game was. We hope to see you there. And keep an eye out over the next week or so for our playoff previews coming your way. We will talk to you again soon.
Y'all silly like the mayor.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team. We'll talk about your least favorite team and everybody in between. And we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.